Very active week, even with the weather involved this week, Senator. And one of the big accomplishments for the Senate was some work on Senate Bill 120, which addresses tax credits.
Yes, and that's been a big issue for years. There's a lot of strong opinions on both sides. I'm not a fan of tax credits, Dean, because for one thing, I think that they're a violation of some constitutional provisions that I'm sure there's some disagreement on, but that may become a part of the discussion further down the line, although the Constitution regrettably didn't enter the debate this week, even though we spent, I don't remember how many hours on that bill, but it was into the wee hours of the next morning. But for those who like to check Missouri's Constitution, Article 3, Section 38A is one that I think is potentially violated by tax credits. Article 1, Section 2 is another, and then just the equal protection guarantees of the Bill of Rights, I think, raise some questions about whether we should even be in the business of tax credits. It definitely allows government to pick winners and losers, and I think that's one of the degrees of concern. The debate, however, focused primarily on the caps and also somewhat on which tax credits would be part of the Missouri statutes. The mindset of the Senate in general is to reduce those caps. In the debate, we learned that Missouri's caps on such things as historical preservation and low-income housing exceed even states, in some cases like California and New York and Virginia and Georgia and other states that also have very generous tax credits, and ours were higher than some of even those, even though their population is considerably higher than ours. So we definitely have serious concerns, especially in tough budget times, about these tax credits that I guess that you could say the claims are that they spur economic activity. I spent years in the private sector, and we did occasionally encounter government programs from, I was in the energy sector, from the Department of Energy or from some government bureaucracy that was trying to move an industry one direction or the other, and that's exactly the effect that it has, is that I can remember doing economic analyses where without the government program, the kinds of activities that we would pursue would not have made sense. The pure economics of whether it was good business would not have confirmed it, but with the government program, you would do those things that otherwise might actually not even make money. I think that's not the role government should have. I think tax credits have that tendency. Probably the best way to reform tax credits is to get rid of the income tax, and then there would be no tax credits. And I think that's the direction we should be moving in Missouri.
There are those who make a lot of the same claims that you do in terms of the questioning the legality of tax credits, and those who harken back to when tax credits really started to take off in a state 15 or so years ago now in answer to the Hancock Amendment.
Yes. You know, I haven't gone back to look at any of the debate. That would be interesting to see the roots of the arguments at that time, and I don't know whether that's something you've done any research into. I certainly would like to know more.
And tax credits have been on the front burner, off the front burner, the last 4 or 5 years now, and they seem to be back on again. Are we heading into a direction where the question of tax credits and whether or not they should exist will be asked, much less answered?
I hope so. That is very much my goal. I don't think that we're there this year. I think we have some real strong support for tax credits in the House, in the Missouri House. One of the concerns that I have is when this bill comes back from the House, as I feel sure it will, that it may be way beyond the limits that we've tried to impose and possibly have even a larger plethora of tax credits in it. Then is when we have to decide, is the language of this legislation moving us in the right direction? Because I've heard it said before that it's not near as important where you are as where you're headed. I believe the Senate version of 120 moves us in the right direction. I think it still is unconstitutional, and we'll probably try to have more discussions on that when that bill comes back from the House. But I think at least if we're not going to do away with tax credits this year, we should move in the right direction, which means lower caps, moving away from tax credits rather than toward tax credits. And I think this bill does that. The question is whether we can hold our position against the House.
If tax credits were subject to appropriations, would they even exist?
You know, that's a good question. I wish I had spent some time thinking about that. I don't think I can give you an in-depth response because I haven't even considered that since I've been looking more at the constitutionality of them. But they would certainly probably tend to be more constitutional if they were subject to the appropriation. I would hope that that would kick them completely off the chart if they were subject to appropriations.